What a wonderful Father. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. Psalm 66:16. Yes, I need to proclaim what my wonderful Father has done for my soul. He woke me this morning with breath in my lungs from him. He blessed my mind so that it can think clearly even as age comes upon me. My God is so powerful and loving that he sent prophets and even his own son to teach me how to be loving. Though I fail at loving continually, he forgives me when I ask. He gives me strength for each day. He gives us joy. I desire to serve him. I am thrilled to be a servant of my God. The psalmist tells us this in the following psalm. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. Psalm 84:5. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Psalm 84:10-12. Truly he has withheld nothing from me. He has blessed me over and over with all that I need. Then he opens the windows of heaven and allows joy and good health, mercy and grace to flow upon me. Sometimes I feel that I am so inadequate in my praying to him. There are simply no words enough to let him know my love for him. He blesses continually. He not only sent his son to die for my sins and give me salvation, but sent his Holy Spirit to help me in my weakness. The Spirit prays for and with me. God searches my heart and knows my yearnings to no longer sin and to serve him perfectly. Romans tells us, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8:26-28. Yes, indeed, my loving and powerful Father God brings everything to work together for good to those of us who love him. He has made us for his purpose. We are called to be his. Answer the glorious call that is for you from God. Receive Christ as your Savior. Ask God to forgive your sins through Christ. Turn from your sins and ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit. His Spirit will be a guide and comforter, teaching you the way you are to walk. His Spirit is God's love that will indwell in your heart and bring more joy than you ever dreamed that your heart could hold. In this lifetime of troubles that assault us all, we can have comfort in him. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul. Psalm 94:19. Lastly, when we cry out to God asking him to be our Father, all things change and become new. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Psalm 89:26. You too can have my wonderful Father as your own and be a part of the family of God. Welcome to you, my brother and sister.